9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 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 Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Somebody told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone. Serious, so whatever that means. I'm sure you told him I was just somebody you used to know. I know he doesn't know. Drunk in Montreal, I bet you told him about me, but no.
just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey! I've been trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all-time.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
These empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo, picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. One minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Welcome in, and thanks for joining us here from Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, Texas. It's game six of this six-game set between the Rough Riders and the Hooks. The Rough Riders clinched a series win yesterday with a massive 11-0 win over this Corpus Christi team. They closed this series out against the Hooks here today, just about 15 minutes away from first pitch on a Sunday. A cloudy one here in Corpus Christi, Texas. I'm Luke Maley. We'll be joined here in a little bit by the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley. Well, let's unpack a little bit of what's in store today. The Rough Riders come into today with a 16-10 record, tied for first place in the Texas League South alongside the Midland Rockhounds. And on the other side, it's Corpus Christi, who comes in at the bottom of the Texas League South, that fifth place spot and the worst overall record in the Texas League, trying to change that. They're just a game back of Wichita, who resides in the North Division. But for the Rough Riders, the visitors on the scoreboard today, they'll turn to a right-hander in Josh Stephen, who will make his third start of the young season. He's 0-1 with an 8.44 ERA, but if you look at his most recent start, that's more what you can expect from Josh Stephen, the right-hander for the Rough Riders, making the start today. His last start came on April 28th against Amarillo, where he went four innings, giving up two earned runs, two hits, one walk, and four strikeouts. But on the year as a whole, his first start didn't go the way he would have liked. So his overall numbers a bit inflated. 5 1/3 innings pitched, nine hits, five earned runs, five walks, and four strikeouts for the right-hander, Josh Stephen. On the other side for the Hooks, it is a youngin', Jake Bloss, a right-hander making his double-A debut today. Right-hander out of Georgetown. It's the highest selection for the Georgetown baseball program of all time. Also won Big East Pitcher of the Year honors in 2023, and he's pitched his way up here. There's a reason he's getting the opportunity with the Hooks. Well, across four starts for High A Asheville, he went 1-1 with a 2.08 ERA. Five total runs. Over 17 1/3 innings pitched, he surrendered 11 hits, 8 walks, and racked up 25 strikeouts. A high strikeout guy, the focus for Jake Bloss is going to be living in the strike zone. Has had some control issues over his career, but this year, just the 8 walks across those 17 1/3. And the strikeout numbers jump out at you. 25 over just a tad over 17 innings pitched. So it is Jake Bloss making his double-A debut. The Houston Astros number 99 overall selection in the 2023 MLB draft. So it is a pair of right-handers and Josh Stephen going for the Rough Riders. And on the other side, Jake Bloss takes the ball for Corpus Christi. We'll step aside here on the Riders Baseball Network, and when we come back, you'll hear part two of our two-part interview with Rough Riders reliever Reed Burlingmeyer.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back on the pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network. Yesterday, you got part one of our two-part interview with Reed Burlingmeyer. Let's go ahead and dig into part two right now. Talking with Rough Riders reliever Reed Burlingmeyer here on the pregame show. And Reed, you mentioned your time in Indy Ball. What did that do for you? And, you know, you look at the numbers. You had a lot of success, and the team had a lot of success while you were there. What was that like for you?
It was awesome. It was my first year with Red Hawks. I joined the team pretty late. They were in first place. I know they had a good club, so I was kind of there. Just kind of almost to fill innings at first, and then, you know, I was doing pretty well and ended up being like a seventh inning, eighth inning guy for them. But no, that league's really really talented. A lot of experienced professional baseball players in that league, and you know, I got hit around a little bit and had to make some adjustments. And then kind of the second year, I went back in 23, I kind of reinvented myself over the offseason and made a couple adjustments within my own arsenal and was really able to have some success there with them as the closer in that role. And that's kind of when, you know, the Rangers saw me and things kind of took off from there.
You say you reinvented yourself. Was that adding additional pitches, subtracting some things? Or what changed for you in that reinventing process?
Yeah, the biggest thing was I added a cutter. You know, it's kind of like it's almost like a sharp slider in a sense. You know, it's anywhere from 89 to low 90s, and I'm able to throw a lot for strikes and can kind of go to it at any count. So that's kind of been my bread and butter, and that's ultimately what I think, you know, has helped me have a lot of success going from indie ball to, you know, back to affiliate ball. So
awesome. Well, you talk about that cutter, and that's been a great pitch for you this year. Walk me a little bit through your arsenal and what you use on a day in day out basis.
Yeah, I have a four seam fastball that I try to locate up in the zone. I have the cutter, that's usually my go to kind of secondary offering, and then I'll throw some change ups in there, and then kind of sliders I'll throw in leverage counts. So just four pitches, just try to keep it simple and mostly attacking with the cutter and fastball. And kind of change up slider when I need to.
Chatting with Reed Burlingmeyer here on the pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network. Reed, it's been a great start for the bullpen as a whole. This series, last night the scoreless inning streak snapped, but almost 12 innings straight without allowing a run. This is a good group in the bullpen that has really been a strength for this first place team in the Rough Riders. What have you seen out of all the guys in the bullpen, and what's the mentality out there?
Yeah, it's been fun. We got a great group of guys, a lot of, you know, returning guys on this team from last year. We got some new guys that have been great, great options to go to in the pen. And, you know, we're all sharp, and I think, you know, the biggest thing is we go out there and we have our best stuff right away. And even on days we don't, you know, we don't let it hold us back too long. You know, we kind of push each other, and it's, you know, good competition. Everybody's rooting for each other. You know, it's nice to have guys you can kind of talk to. About arsenal stuff, about mentality stuff. You know, we've all kind of been at this level in professional baseball for a little while. So it's just nice having guys to talk to through things when you need it. And again, it's friendly competition. You know, we're all pulling for each other at the end of the day. And I think that's the reason why we've had so much success, you know, already, you know, in first place here early in the season. You know, I think our bullpen's been a pretty big piece of that. So we'll try to keep it rolling.
Awesome. Last thing, then we'll let you go. But you look back at the year as a whole. You guys as a team really are a veteran laden squad. But out in the bullpen, you're one of the older guys out there. And what does that mean to you to be able to kind of pour into these other guys and also learn a little bit from the younger guys that are going through it for the first time?
Yeah, I think just the biggest thing is just setting a good example. You know, because I've been in their shoes where, you know, I'm the younger guy on the staff and just kind of looking. And observing what other guys do and how to, you know, navigate a routine and how to navigate, you know, a long season. So just trying to be a good example, but at the same time having kind of a learning mindset, you know, what can I take from others, you know, regarding anything from pitch grips to mentality or anything in that nature. But, you know, it's fun. You know, I've enjoyed the role, and, you know, we do have a couple other older guys that are there too, so it's not just me, but you know, it's a fun group, and we got a bunch of good guys on this team. So
Reed, thanks for the time. That's Reed Burlingmeyer here on the Riders pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network. And when we come back on the other side, we'll get you the starting lineups.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Back at Whataburger Field here in Corpus Christi, Texas, just a couple of minutes away from first pitch of the series finale between the Rough Riders and the Hooks. Let's go ahead and get you the starting lineups first for the visitors on the scoreboard. The Frisco Rough Riders will line up as follows. The center fielder, Kellen Strom, will lead things off for Frisco. Aaron Zavall will bat second. He's the DH today. Josh Hatcher mans the one bag over at first base. He'll bat third. Cody Freeman in the cleanup spot. He's the third baseman. Abimelech Ortiz will roam the outfield and right field. He bats fifth. Batting sixth is the second baseman, Maximo Acosta, returning to the lineup after a day off yesterday. Kaver Rodriguez is back there at shortstop. He bats seventh. Batting eighth is the left fielder, Heysel Cepeda. And rounding out the lineup for manager Carlos Cardoza and the Frisco Rough Riders is the catcher, Cooper Johnson. So again, for the Rough Riders, Strom, Zavala, Hatcher, Freeman, Ortiz, Acosta, Rodriguez, Cepeda, Johnson. And then for Corpus Christi, it is Tommy Sacco Jr. leading off. He's the shortstop. Kennedy Corona is the center fielder. He bats second. Jacob Melton is the right fielder, batting third. In the cleanup spot is the catcher, Ryan Robleski. J.C. Correa is the first baseman, batting fifth. Batting sixth is Jordan Brewer, the DH. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Jeremy Orocho. The left fielder, Rolando Espinoso, will bat eighth. And rounding out the order for Joe Thon is the third baseman, Chad Stevens. We'll step aside on the Riders Baseball Network, and when we come back, Zach Bigley will take us to first pitch.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
A three-run walk-off homer.
And it is gone.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Swing and a miss. He got him.
Gone!
And this baby is tied.
It's out of here.
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions! Oh my goodness!
Wow, what a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
With a win today, the Rough Riders would go 10-2 on the season against the Corpus Christi Hooks. We are all ready to go for the series finale here at Whataburger Field. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Coastal Bend on a very overcast day, but nonetheless pleasant day for baseball. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you. Kellen Strom leads it off against Jake Bloss making his AA debut, the number 11 prospect in the Astros organization, and we're excited for this one to get underway. The Rough Riders have been dominating the Corpus Christi Hooks this season. Overall, they are 9-2 head-to-head and 4-1 in this series. They have been phenomenal on the pitching side especially. Looking to get things going on the offensive side, it's Kellen Strom-Zavala and Josh Hatcher due up in this first inning against Jake Bloss. The right-hander, 22 years old, out of Greensboro, North Carolina, working from the third base side of the rubber in short sleeves. He rocks back and delivers in the first pitch of the game. Fastball just inside and low. One ball and no strikes. We're underway at 5:06 in this series finale on a Sunday. 81 degrees, overcast, 17-mile-an-hour winds blowing from right to left. 1-0 pitch. Strom whacks it in the air down the right side. Foul ground. Correa over towards the warning track. Wind blowing it in, and he makes a basket-style catch in front of the Rough Riders' dugout. One away. Aaron Zavala, the designated hitter today, steps in now. It's 81 degrees, but a 87 feels like, with 78% humidity here in Corpus Christi. I know a lot of these guys with the Rough Riders are ready to go back up north and get out of this crazy humidity, which has kind of rocked this entire series. Loss winds back and deals home to Zavala. A curveball over for a strike in the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Jake Bloss was drafted last season, 99th overall, the third round, out of Georgetown University. He wheels back, the 0-1. Fastball just a hair low, and it's one ball and one strike. The third round last year did not feature a pick for the Rangers. They lost their second and third rounders after signing Corey Seager and Marcus Semien in free agency. I'd say it's worth it. The pitch. So we're going to bounder foul right side, and it's one ball and two strikes on Zavala. But the third round did feature Jake Bloss, who has really proved to be a good pick so far for the Astros. A season ago, made 7 appearances, 6 starts at a 2.89 ERA. 1-2, check swing and a high fastball. He didn't go. 2 balls and 2 strikes. And then so far this season, in 4 starts in High A Asheville, he went 1-1 with a 2.08 ERA. 25 strikeouts and 17 and a third. He rocks back in the 2-2 on the way. Zavala watches on the outside corner. Strike 3 call. First career AA strikeout for Jake Bloss, and there are 2 away in this first for Josh Hatcher. No score, just underway. Top of the first, 2 out, bases clear. Defense behind Bloss today is Rolando Espinoza in left, Kennedy Corona in center, and Jacob Melton roams out in right field. Bloss rocks and deals. First pitch breaking ball on the outside corner is strike, and it's 0-1. Along the infield, Chad Stevens at third, Tommy Sacco Jr. at short, Jeremy Orocho at second, J.C. Correa at first base. The pitch, a swing and a miss off the outside corner on the changeup, and it's now 0-2. Ryan Robleski does the catching today for the Hooks. He rocks back, the 0-2. There's a high pop-up foul out of play left side. It's still no balls and 2 strikes. 4-pitch mix for the right-hander. Fastball has some natural cut to it. It'll be in the mid-90s, reach 97. Curveball, slider, and change as well. He wheels back, fires in. Swing and a miss. Got him with a high fastball, and he strikes out 2 in a 1-2-3. First inning. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We're to the bottom of the first next. Rough Riders nothing. Hooks to the plate next against Josh Steven on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469 469- 844-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Nothing our score into the bottom of the first inning alongside Luke Bailey. I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you. Tommy Sacco Jr., Kennedy Corona, Jacob Melton. The first three due up against Josh Steven in this last of the first. Left-handed batter at the plate, right-hander on the hill. Steven rocks back into his wind and fires. It's down and in with a changeup, one ball and no strikes. The Rough Riders going down in 1-2-3 fashion, and now they turn it over to the 22-year-old on their side. Steven, the 1-0. Changeup, swing and a miss, and it's one ball and one strike on Sacco. Steven, the 6'3", 185-pounder out of Grand Prairie, Texas. The 1-1 pitch. Another changeup. This one flying in the air to the shallow part of right center field. It's Ortiz coming in. He makes the catch. Three pitches, one out in the first, and Kennedy Corona bats now. No score, bottom of the first inning. A rare fly ball against Josh Steven. It's just the second fly ball that he's allowed so far through 5 1/3 innings coming into today, and the first one that didn't leave the ballpark. He winds back and deals to Corona. And it's just low. Engstrand flinched behind the plate, but did not make the call. And it's one ball and no strikes. Ben Engstrand is our home plate umpire today. Brandon Tipton at first. Travis Brewer at third. The pitch rides high, and it's two balls and no strikes. Steven making his third start with the Rough Riders, coming off a lower back injury that kept him in spring training a little longer. 2-0. Fouled back. Two balls and one strike. Steven struggled in his first start, going just an inning and a third, allowing three runs and walking four. But in his second outing, he did go four innings, surrendering two runs. 2-1. At the bottom of the zone for a called strike with a fastball. Two balls and two strikes. So a positive uptick for Josh Steven. Hoping to see more of that today. The offering is just low, and we're full at 3-2. One out, bases clear, and Corona calls time and steps out. Steven uses this defense behind him today. Hazel Cepeda in left, Kellen Strom in center, and Mimelec Ortiz out in right, who already made a play. Corona stands back in, and Steven offers the payoff. And it's lined softly down the right side, it twists foul. Still 3-2. Cody Freeman mans the hot corner. Caber Rodriguez is at shortstop today. Max Acosta at second base. Josh Hatcher at first. And Cooper Johnson squats down behind the plate, does the catching today for Steven. Liam Hicks caught him in his first two starts this season. You hear a massive horn going off. There's a huge barge crossing over the port to our left. The pitch. Strike three called. Got him with the slider inside corner. Josh Steven picks up his first strikeout. It's the second out of this first inning. That thing is huge. The barge passing over the port of Corpus Christi just to our left under the Harbor Bridge. See some big barges pass through this area. There's Jacob Melton, first pitch. Lined softly to third. A leaping try by Freeman. It's just over his head and leaks out into left field. A base hit for Jacob Melton. at just 60 miles an hour off the bat. Fought off the fist, and Freeman, if he'd been playing about a foot and a half further back, it would have been an out, but he could not jump up and get it. Runner aboard with 2 outs, first base runner for either team, and here's Ryan Wroblewski, the catcher. Steven stretches and deals home. Melton takes off, swinging a grounder foul at the plate, and it's 0-1. If you're Josh Steven on that last offering, the first one to Melton, you feel good about that. You executed the pitch you wanted to, got the soft contact, and just tip of the cap to Melton. He was able to just find it off into left for a base hit. Steven with a black glove at the belt from the stretch. He pauses. Still holding. And the 0-1. Nearly hit him on a pitch inside. And it's one ball and one strike. Missing there with what looked like the changeup. Steven works with a 5-pitch mix. He goes 4-seam sinker, cutter, slider, and change. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Off the outside corner with the slider, and it's one ball and two strikes. The slider continues to be a work in progress, coming off his injury, still trying to find a good feel for it, but it looks pretty good here in this first inning so far. He deals low and outside, and it's two balls and two strikes, and for him it's kind of about finding the consistency in it so he knows what it's doing every time he throws it. Sometimes he throws it and it has a really good movement to it. Sometimes he throws it and it doesn't, so it makes it tough to control based on what it's going to do consistency-wise. 2-2. Strike three called. Got him on the outside corner with a fastball, and Josh Steven has two looking strikeouts and a clean first. No runs, a hit, no errors, one runner left on base. We're into the top of the second next. Rough Riders and Hooks, no score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
In a scoreless top of the second inning, the Rough Riders send 4, 5, and 6 up against Jake Bloss, who struck out 2 in a 1-2-3 initial inning of his AA career. A right-hander looked pretty good. He faces Cody Freeman, who homered yesterday. He's 4 for 16 in the series. Freeman, a right-handed batter against Bloss. Normally more of a fly ball pitcher than a ground ball pitcher. He got a pop out in those 2 strikeouts in the first. White jersey tops for the Hooks today. White bottoms, a navy ball cap with a light blue brim. It's the road grays for the Rough Riders today. First pitch on the way to Freeman. Finds the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. Now the Rough Riders, with a win today, would win this series 5-1, and it would be 2 5-1 series wins head-to-head against the Hooks. 0-1 pitch to Freeman. He takes high and outside. It's 1-1. Riders have been really hot. They're 7-2 in their last 9 games. During that stretch, as mentioned, the pitching has been just phenomenal. They have the best ERA in the Texas League during this stretch. 1-1. Freeman rifles it into right center field, hanging up for Melton, who dives in and makes the catch. Another fantastic play in the outfield for Jacob Melton. He's looked really good in that outfield position, whether it's in right or in center in this series. And he makes another fantastic play, all because of a great first step, and then diving in to make the catch. Freeman gets robbed again. As soon as he saw that dive forward, he just peeled off from first base and went straight into the Riders' dugout. Now here's Ortiz now with one down in the second inning, no score, and the pitch is a curveball down and in, one ball and no strikes. The other thing the Rough Riders have done really well in this nine-game stretch is hit the long ball. They had just six homers in their first 15 games this year, but they've turned it on with 12 homers in their last nine, which leads the Texas League. 1-0. Curveball again. This one fits on the outside corner, belt high for a strike. It's now 1-1 on the right fielder, Ortiz. Doesn't really mean a whole lot. They're also first in the league in triples with four. That's kind of fun. 1-1 on the way. Chopper foul to the right side. It's 1-2. The one thing they haven't done, though, is hit doubles. They only have five doubles over the last nine games. That's worst in the league. And outscored their opponents by 23 runs over the last nine games combined, just about 3.5 per game. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a high fastball. Ortiz down on strikes. Five up, five down for Bloss. And here's Max Acosta. No score, top of the second. Jake Bloss has looked pretty good so far. That fastball up to 95 to 97 miles an hour. We take it back to 2022 when he was in his final season at Lafayette College. He spent his first 3 years of his college career there. Wind back in the pitch. Swinging a soft ground ball to short. Sacco's got it chest high. He slings it on to first and gets him. Wow. 19 pitches through two shutouts, six up, six down innings for Jake Bloss. He is really looking good so far in his AA debut. We're scoreless to the bottom half of the second inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Last of the second inning, Josh Steven back to the hill. Rough Riders in hooks, no score in this series finale. Steven allowed just one base hit in the first, and otherwise pretty good first inning for him. Threw 16 pitches. First pitch. Inside to Correa, and it's one ball and no strikes. 16 pitches, 10 for strikes. Correa's had a good series, 5 for 14. Right-handed batter, 1-0. On the inside corner, a strike at the knees. It's 1-1. He's driven in a couple runs. Scoring in this series has been really tough for the Hooks. Really all season. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball away on the slider, and it's 1-2. Of course, the Rough Riders pitching staff has been really good, but you also have to take that with a grain of salt because the Hooks aren't a very good offensive team. 1-2 is low. Two balls, two strikes. Corpus is last in just about every offensive category in the Texas League this year. They've scored just 9 runs in the 5 games in this series. 2-2. High and tight, 3-2, and 7 of those runs came in one game. They have had 2 other outings of 1 run and 2 outings of 0 runs in this series. Payoff pitch. Breaking ball, tag foul right side. Still 3-2 on Correa, leading things off in this second inning. Rough Riders hoping to keep those numbers tamped down in the final game of this set. They'll face San Antonio Missions next week at home. Payoff in. Swinging a drive out to left field, but hooked foul. Still 3 balls and 2 strikes. Got way out in front of that pin. At home run distance, but nearly hit the Almy Globe. The barge drifting past us now out of the port of Corpus Christi. 3-2. Swinging a ground ball to third. Freeman vacuums it in. Krohops slings it on to first and gets him one away here in the second. If you had a ship, what would you name it, Luke?
That is such a wild question. let's go with the Sea Cowboy.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't putting you on the spot at all. Here's the first pitch to Jordan Brewer. He swings, grounds it foul up the third baseline. It's 0-1. We're scoreless here in the second. That barge is more long than it is, you know, a big ship.
They've been passing through here, that's for sure.
You ever wonder what kind of freight are on these ships as they're rolling
by?
I do. The offering home. Low and outside. It's 1-1. There's so much more trade that happens via ship than I really realize. The 1-1 slips inside. It's 2-1. There's a lot that goes on here in Corpus Christi, that's for sure. 2-1 on Brewer. Offering home. Popped up, back of home, and foul. 2-2 on the designated hitter today out of the University of Michigan. He's 3-14 on the series. Riders haven't had much offense to speak of in this series either. It's been a pretty pitcher-friendly series overall. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner with the slider. Third strikeout for Josh Steven. 2 down. Jeremy Orocho bats now with 2 down in the second inning and a scoreless game.
Zach, you talk about kind of being a pitcher-friendly series on both sides. A lot of the runs that have come across, you know, we've seen a 7-0 game, an 11-0 game. A lot of that has been self-inflicted on the pitching side with walks and free passes.
First pitch to Orocho is low, and it's 1-0. Yeah, no doubt. When you look at 2 days ago when the Riders lost 7-0, they walked 7. Here's the wind and the 1-0. Chopper out in front of home. It's foul right side. 1-1. And then last night in their 11-0 win, the Rough Riders on the other side saw 8 walks from Corpus Christi. Frisco taking advantage in a big way. 1-1. Change up. Bounce to short. Rodriguez has got it. Left side of his chest. And throws onto first base to get Orocho. Side retired in the second inning. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. So 1-2-3 frame for Josh Steven. We're to the top of the third inning next. Luke Maley on the mic when we come back. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
on Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jake Bloss out there for his third frame of work at the AA level. It's been a simple ride to this point for him. Six up, six down. It's Caber Rodriguez batting from the right side, trying to get the first base runner for the Rough Riders offense. Bloss working out of the windup, kicks and deals. And Rodriguez fouls the first pitch he sees. Off to the right side, out of play. Rodriguez in the series, 2-for-10, including a homer. He's worked himself a pair of walks. Right-hander Bloss ready. 0-1. Breaking ball. Just caught the outer edge. Strike two. Bloss out of Georgetown. Had himself a solid college career. Finished things up at Georgetown, winning Big East Pitcher of the Year award. And since being the third-round pick for the Astros in 2023, has cruised his way to double A. The 0-2 to Rodriguez, and it just misses. Good take from the Rough Riders shortstop. Just missed a bit outside. 1-2. The pitch. Rodriguez hits it high in the air, but it'll twist into the seats. Ball and two strikes. Mentioned that Bloss made four starts in High A Asheville. Worked his way to a 1-1 record with a 2.08 ERA. When throwing strikes, he's hard to hit. This one hit on two hops right at the second baseman, Orocho. He collects and fires in time. There's one gone. You look at the numbers for Jake Bloss, and the number that jumps out at you is the strikeouts. And the concern for him has always been, can you continuously throw strikes throughout an outing? So far this year, he's been able to do just that. Aysel Cepeda steps in with one gone in the top of the third. First pitch from Bloss. Runs a bit downstairs. That was the curveball. Bloss attacking with a four-pitch mix. Fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. The right-hander comes home, and this one fouled back right at the catcher, Robleski. Looked like it may have caught him. The home plate umpire today, Ben Engstrand, the crew chief of this umpiring crew, started his walk out to the mound to give Robleski a second. Robleski kind of reached his hand out and said, no, I'm good, I'm good. 1-1 on the right-handed hitter. Cepeda, the left fielder today. Seen him play both corner outfield positions in the series. 1-1. Cepeda goes after it and shoots it off to the right side. Well out of play. Bloss jumps ahead. A ball and two strikes. Bloss has faced seven and sent seven back to the dugout. Seven up, seven down, including three strikeouts. He's looking for his fourth. Not going to get it there. Went to the slider. Missed on the outer portion to the right-handed hitter. 2-2. Moss kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. Blew the fastball by Cepeda. And he now has a strikeout in every inning. Four in total for the Hooks right-hander. There's two away here in this top of the third inning. Good crowd on deck here for a series finale. A cloudy, a bit dreary Sunday, but the temperature feels nice. The right-hander comes home. First pitch to Johnson. He sends it on the line right at the shortstop. Sacco Jr. takes a step to his left. And Jake Bloss is through three innings of scoreless, hitless baseball. We head to the home half of the third inning, where it's the 8-9-1 batters due up for Corpus Christi in a scoreless ball game on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
It's time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the third inning. Josh Steven out there on the hill for the Rough Riders. Faces Espinosa from the right side, and he laces one into left field. It'll bounce in just in front of the left fielder, Hazel Cepeda. One pitch, and it's the second base hit for this Hooks offense. First time they've had leadoff man aboard. Rolando Espinosa at first with his second hit of the series.
And both hits have been softly hit. One off the fist, this one off the end of the bat, just barely floated out into left and just a little too far away for Cepeda to dive for it.
First one at 60 miles an hour exit velo. That one at 73. Here's Chad Stevens at the bottom of the lineup for the Hooks. Steven comes set and delivers. Gets a swing and a miss. And it's 0-1. Top of the lineup looming for the second time through against the right-hander. Stevens digs in the 0-1. Just misses downstairs by Steven. Didn't miss by too much, but evens the count at 1-1 nonetheless. Roddy comes set, black glove at the belt, runner goes. Pitch misses down, the throw from Johnson is on the money, and in time. Cooper Johnson throws him out at second base. Espinosa was trying to move up. The first time he had attempted a steal this year. Now he's 0-1. There's one gone on a beautiful throw by the Rough Riders catcher, Cooper Johnson. Two balls and a strike. The pitch from Steven is set high in the air towards the second baseman. Patcher at first base calls off Acosta and reaches skyward and hauls it in. So just like that, in the span of just one pitch, there's a pair of outs.
Going back to Cooper Johnson's throw, he's been the best catcher at throwing out base runners this season for the Rough Riders. He's now thrown out 35% of potential base stealers against him. 6-17. That's a really good mark.
Yeah, he got him by a good amount, too. Nice tag applied on the throw from Johnson. His first offering to Tommy Sacco Jr. runs a bit down and away. That's from the left side. Sacco Jr., a switch hitter, batting from the left side against the righty. Watches this one high and away. Two balls and no strikes. Sacco Jr. flew out his last time up. Pitch. He rips this one into center field. Long run for Strom, and it is over his head. It'll one hop against the wall. Sacco's got extra bases. He stops at second base with a stand-up double. Oh boy, how much more important does that make the caught stealing? That one for sure would have scored Rolando Espinosa from first base. So Cooper Johnson erased him on the base paths. And now instead of a 1-0 ball game with one out and a runner at second base, Josh Steven is working with just the runner at second base in a scoreless ball game and two gone. Kennedy Corona digs in. Struck out looking his last time up. First offering to Corona is hit high in the air into shallow left field. Long run for Cepeda, and he glides to it and makes the catch. So Josh Steven works around the leadoff single as well as the two-out double and picks up a scoreless third inning. No runs on two hits, no errors, and one left aboard the base paths. We turn things to the fourth inning here on the Riders Baseball Network in a scoreless ballgame.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jake Bloss faces the top of the Rough Riders order in Kellen Strom for the second time. It's been 9-up, 9-down for the right-hander in his Double-A debut. And he has been efficient. 30 pitches through three innings, 22 strikes. First offering to Strom. This is just a bit outside. Fastball. Strom fouled out his last time up on the first base side. Loss kicks and delivers. Just misses the outer edge. 94 with a fastball that time. Two balls and no strikes. Now, for a guy that the question mark has been, can you consistently throw strikes? He has been mighty efficient today. The 2-0 to Strom. And he fouls it off out of play off to the right side. Fastball at 94. Two balls and a strike. Kellen Strom has reached in 13 straight games. You have to go back to April 17th for the last time Strom was held off the base paths. The pitch, 2-1. It's chopped on the ground. Left side, backhand play by Sacco Jr. at shortstop. Strom runs well, but the throw beats him. Nice play by the Hooks shortstop. And make it 10 up, 10 down. For the right-hander. Aaron Zavala will get his second crack. at Bloss. Ball of 5 for 18 in the series. Has a homer and a triple to his name over the first 5 games. Just a strikeout today. First offering. Zavala watches it. Ball 1, 96 on the radar gun. Bloss will run it up to about 97 miles an hour. But his fastball's got some pretty good ride to it. Doesn't have to throw all that hard. The 1-0. Right over the heart of the plate, 95 on the radar gun, and it evens the count at a ball and a strike. Aaron Zavala has worked one walk in the series as he asks for time to readjust the batting gloves. His 17 walks on the season are tied for 7th in the Texas League, also tied for the team lead with Franmir Chavez, who's enjoying a day off today. Lefty digs back in, the 1-1. Check swing. He was able to hold it back. Count moves to 2 balls and a strike. Curveball was tempting to the left-handed swinger. But he was able to hold things back. Boss ready with the 2-1. On its way. Big cut and a miss on the heater. Evens things at 2-2. A 402 on base percentage coming into today, courtesy of a lot of those walks, 17. So he watches that one on the outer edge. Just missed with the fastball. Count runs to full. It's a common thing for Aaron Zavala. Leads the Texas League in pitches seen. The 3-2. Taken. Got him looking. Zavala thought it was ball 4. He was headed to first, and he looks back towards the home plate umpire, Ben Engstrand. When he's got to walk back, he's gone down on strikes looking his first 2 times up against Jake Bloss. Well, it's one thing to sit down all the batters that you face for the right-hander as Hatcher steps in. The first offering catches the outer edge. Called a strike. It's a completely other thing to sit down everyone you faced and be so efficient. It's the first time that hitters really made Bloss work today was Zavala. He went down looking at strike 3 in a 3-2 count. Catcher takes, evens the count at a ball and a strike. Catcher, a left-handed hitter, had himself quite the week last week. Pitch, check swing. Looked like he was able to hold it up. His ball bounced in the dirt. Curve ball, he did. 2 balls and a strike. Hatcher's 3.43 average entering the day was good for 5th in the Texas League. Also tied for the team lead with 16 RBIs. Pitch got away from Bloss, missed well upstairs. Hatcher in the driver's seat at 3-1. Had himself a good stretch last series where he hit a pair of 3-run homers, homered in 3 consecutive games, including a walk-off homer. And he hits this one high into the air, but it'll work its way over the netting behind the plate. And back-to-back batters now against Bloss have worked full counts. Well, if you can't find a way aboard the base paths, be a hit or walk or whatever it might be, the second best option is trying to run that pitch count up. Bloss, 30 pitches through 3 innings. He's had to work a little bit more here as Hatcher sends this one to deep left field. A long run for the left fielder Espinosa, and it twirls out of play. It's been pretty consistent wind here at Whataburger Field over the course of this 6-game series. You could argue today the wind blowing a little bit more in from center field than it has in recent days. But nonetheless, if you hit something up in the air towards left field, generally you're going to get some pretty good carry. Here's the 3-2. Hit back up the middle. It clipped Bloss on his back foot. It bounces high in the air, and then the shortstop, Sacco Jr., couldn't pick it up. Hatcher aboard at first base, and now a throw in gets away from the first baseman, Correa, and Hatcher will go to second. What an odd play. Hatcher worked his way down the line and seemingly didn't know what had happened.
So it looked like Hatcher rounded at first base and then acted like he didn't, and so he was kind of walking back to first, and then they threw back to try and tag him out. If he did round and make an attempt towards second, he would be able to be tagged out there. And the throw was way high, kicked off the facing of the Riders dugout, and that allowed Hatcher to move to second.
Wild sequence. So the Rough Riders pick up their first hit with two away in the fourth. Their first base runner. And for the first time today as well, Rough Riders have a man in scoring position.
It's E4, by the way, in Orocho there.
Base hit, then the E4.
Correct.
The righty Bloss comes home. First pitch to Freeman. His call is strike. Fastball at 95. 0-1. And just caught the back foot of the right-hander and kicked well up in the air. The only play for Sacco Jr. at shortstop was to try to barehand it on a hop, and he was unable to do so. Freeman shoots this one foul off to the right side, and he's behind 0-2. Cody Freeman's enjoyed himself another pretty good series. Picked up a pair of hits yesterday, including his fourth homer of the season. His four homers lead the Rough Riders. Had himself a tremendous week last week. Tough week to follow up. He's done pretty well as he chops this one up the middle. Sacco Jr., the shortstop, ranges to his right, and the throw is too high. Here comes Hatcher down from third, and he got him. Carlos Cardoza is going to argue with the home plate umpire, Ben Engstrand, that Hatcher didn't have a path to the plate. Sacco Jr. threw high to first base. Correa had to jump up in the air, and Hatcher rounded third and came home. The throw beat him by a long way. But there's an argument to be made that Robleski was blocking the plate. Cardoza going to talk things over with the home plate umpire. But the inning, top of the fourth inning, comes to a close. We'll head to the home half of the fourth in a scoreless, nothing-nothing ballgame on the Riders Baseball Network.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th's 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Freeman was given a single for the time being on that final play. As Josh Steven delivers his first pitch to Jacob Melton, who bats from the left side. Runs a bit outside. This with the fastball. 1-0. Pitch home, and Melton chops it towards the first baseman Hatcher. He fields, flips on to the pitcher who's covering first base, and Steven beats him to the bag. There's one gone. So often you see pitchers come off the mound and kind of wait to see what the first baseman's going to do. Josh Steven put his head down and rushed to the bag. That's what you're taught. And he gets an out out of it. Here's the cleanup man, Ryan Robleski. Time called with a ball resting in front of the third base dugout. Josh Steven was ready to deliver the pitch. Now does. Breaking ball misses. Ball and no strikes. On the right-handed hitting catcher today, Ryan Robleski. The pitch. That one glides over the plate. Called a strike. 1-1. Robleski went down looking his last time. That's the fourth time in the series. He struck out. 1-1, and he sends a blooper right back to the mound, and Steven able to basket catch it. A bit of an awkward play from the right-hander, but he's able to collect it, and there's two gone.
He caught it like it was an egg being thrown to him. He's
so gentle.
Yeah, trying to just guide it into his glove, basket into his chest.
Almost reminds you of, like, when you were a kid playing, like, with the water balloon.
Yeah, water balloon,
like a water balloon fight or something, and you know, you don't want it to break on you, so you just try to gently catch it. First pitch swinging is Correa, and he lines one in to center field, a base hit. So Correa picks up his first hit of the day. It comes with two outs. Well, the second inning for Josh Steven went 1-2-3. Every other inning has included at least one hit. Jordan Brewer bounced out to third base his last time up. Brewer 3-for-15 in the series, also has a double to his name. The pitch just missed a bit downstairs. Ball and no strikes on the right-handed hitter. That double earlier in the series by Jordan Brewer was his sixth. That's good for the team lead. Corpus Christi. Steven delivers. This one roped right over the head of the shortstop, Rodriguez. It's a base hit into left center field. Correa goes to second. It's back-to-back singles here with two away in the fourth inning.
J.C. Correa's was hit hard. The base hit up the middle. That one was another soft single off the fist, broke the bat, and Josh Steven just getting really unlucky with a lot of these really softly hit balls that are landing.
Yeah, it's frustrating as a pitcher, but if you're not giving up consistent hard contact, good things are going to happen. But for an inning, especially with two outs, to be able to continue because one of those bloop hits can be frustrating. Steven fires his first pitch to the left-handed hitting Orocho. He misses downstairs, falling no strikes.
Pitching's all about execution, right? You execute the pitch, you get the contact you want, and it doesn't go your way. That's tough.
Make a good pitch, you're supposed to be rewarded for it, but that's not always how it works. Steven delivers. Just missed a bit up and away with a fastball. Certainly didn't miss by much. Steven thought it was a strike. There's an argument to be made there. 2-0. The pitch. That one runs a bit outside. Orocho quickly ahead. Three balls and no strikes. And Steven at risk of issuing a walk that would load the bases. Rolando Espinosa, who singled his last time up. Steven ready with the 3-0. Comes set. Black glove at the belt. Kicks the left leg and comes home. That one catches the strike zone. Onto the fastball. Three balls and a strike. Orocho 2-for-16 in the series. He did have one of the two hits yesterday for this Corpus Christi lineup. The pitch taken, and it catches the outer edge. Steven works a full count. After falling behind, three balls and no strikes. Correa at second base. Brewer at first base. Jordan Brewer with his shoulders square towards the second base bag. He'll be watching J.C. Correa, and when he takes off, he will follow suit. The payoff pitch. Breaking ball. Got him looking. Down on strikes. Orocho having a conversation with the home plate umpire, Ben Engstrand. He thought it missed outside. There's an argument to be had there, but there was a couple pitches that maybe you can't take throughout the course of that at-bat. So Orocho strikes out looking against Steven. No runs, on a pair of hits, no errors, and two stranded. In the home half of the fourth inning, we turn things over to the fifth in a scoreless 0-0 ballgame. And when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, Zach Bigley will take us on the play-by-play.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Close out our celebration of the 2004 Texas League champion Frisco Rough Riders on Sunday, May 26th as the Rough Riders host the Midland Rockhounds for a 6:05 p.m. first pitch. The weekend celebration concludes with a tribute to the Rough Riders 2004 Texas League Championship and a poster giveaway at the gates. Catch the Rough Riders in their throwback uniforms one last time as we cap off 04 weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We roll to the top of the fifth inning on this Sunday evening baseball game. 0-0 our score between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Corpus Christi Hooks. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you. For the Rough Riders, it's Abimelech Ortiz, Max Acosta, Caber Rodriguez, 5, 6, and 7 in their order against Jake Bloss. Right-hander, third base side of the rubber, left foot in front of his right. He rocks back and deals. It's low and inside to Ortiz, who struck out back in the second. One ball, no strikes. Five strikeouts for Bloss, the number 11 prospect in the Astros organization through four innings. Rough Riders finally had their first couple hits against him in the fourth. 1-0 offering. Swing and a foul back into Robleski's glove, and it's 1-1. Josh Hatcher in an infield single, and then Cody Freeman singled to short. And Hatcher was thrown out at home, trying to come home on that infield base hit. 1-1. Curveball, top of the zone for strike two. One ball and two strikes. Rough Rider is trying to mount something against him in the fifth. Ortiz calls time and steps out. They actually do have an official scoring change. They change it to an error on the shortstop, Tommy Sacco Jr. on the Freeman at bat. Not a base hit. 1-2. Breaking ball. Cut on and missed in the dirt for strike three. The catcher, Robleski, picks. Throws on down to first to complete the strikeout. The sixth for Jake Bloss. One away, and Max Acosta stands in now. Jake Bloss, a very smart guy, really, throughout his entire life. He was a double major in college at Lafayette College for his 3 years there, and then was a graduate transfer to Georgetown where he was getting his master's in economics. He winds back in the pitch to Acosta. Curveball way high all the way back to the backstop. One ball and no strikes. He went to a very good high school in Greensboro, North Carolina. It sounds almost like it should come out of Victorian England, not Greensboro, North Carolina. The 1-0 misses high, and it's two balls and no strikes. The name of the high school was the Early College of Guilford. Sounds like the principal should be the Duke of Earl. There's a look in by the right-hander. And the 2-0. Low and away, and it's three balls and no strikes. It's the number 16 high school in the nation last year by U.S. News' rankings, and the fourth best high school in the entire country for STEM. It has only about a 200 kid enrollment. The 3-0, that one's drilled into left center field, right at Espinosa, fighting some seagulls coming in. He makes the catch.
Two up, two down in his fifth inning. Caber Rodriguez makes his way to the plate. Rough Riders and Hooks no score in this top of the fifth inning. Jake Bloss has used those smarts very well in the game of baseball. His fastball has jumped really high in terms of velocity over the last couple of years. First pitch is a fastball right on cue down the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 0-1. Back in 2022, his final season at Lafayette College, his fastball was only averaging around 90 miles an hour. We've already seen him hit 97 in his start today. The 0-1. Swing and a ground ball, top to third. Stevens has got it, spins, throws long throw over to first base in time. Three up, three down in this fifth inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We're into the bottom of the fifth inning next. It's the Rough Riders nothing and the Hooks nothing on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
As Josh Steven brings us back from break, it's Josh Steven on the hill. How about that? How can you be two places at once?
That's crazy. It's impressive stuff.
I thought we were live. 8-9-1 due up for Corpus Christi against Steven in this scoreless fifth. First pitch. Check swinging a pitch high. He did not offer, and it's one ball and no strikes. Espinosa singled to left back in the third inning. Steven has scattered five singles in this game. Excuse me, four singles, one double. Pitch is fouled off Johnson, the catcher, and it's one ball and one strike. Steven has stranded four on the base paths. One in the first, one in the second, two in the fourth. The pitch. Flick foul right side. Ball and two strikes. Excuse me, one in the third, not the second inning. The second inning was his only 1-2-3 frame. Slight pull side shift on the infield against Espinosa, the right-handed batter, and the offering is low and outside. It's two balls and two strikes. Steven working with a black glove at the belt, extreme first base side of the rubber, black cleats. He peels back in a 2-2. Swing and a miss. Slider low and away. Got him for strike three. It's the fifth strikeout of the day for Josh Steven. Comes for the first out here in the fifth inning. Chad Stevens bats now. Pop out to first in his initial trip to the plate. Right-handed hitter, closed off stance. Stevens offers. Popped up, right side. It's 0-1. I should say Steven offers to Stevens. Spelt differently, pronounced similarly. Josh Steven is S-T-E-P-H-A-N. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Elevated heater at 94. Best fastball we've seen today from Steven. And he's ahead of Stevens. 0-2. Stevens is S-T-E-V-E-N-S. Right-hander against right-hander. Stevens the 0-2. Strike three called. Got him with a front door slider. Backed up on him in a bit.
But Stevens picks up the K. It's his sixth strikeout. And there are two away here in the fifth inning. How about that? Season high in strikeouts for Steven. His career high is 11, but he is cooking right now with two outs in the fifth. Top of the order in Tommy Sacco Jr., first pitch. That one's lashed into left field, and it's a base hit the opposite way for Sacco. His second hit today. He doubled back in the third.
It's kind of been the story of the day for Josh Steven. He's been great at getting early outs and innings. So we'll get a mound visit here from pitching coach John Goble. But then it's been generally with two outs, he's run into a little bit of trouble. He's been able to minimize that. But it seems like his mistake pitches have come later in the innings after sitting down the first couple of guys with ease.
Yeah, that happened in the first, giving up a base hit to Jacob Melton with two outs. In the third, a two-out double to Tommy Sacco Jr., and then two-out singles in the fourth. Now a two-out single here in the fifth. And as you mentioned, John Goble makes a trip to the plate, or to the mound, I should say, as Anthony Ho'opi'i Tui Onatoa loosens out of the bullpen. The pitch count right around 75 or so-ish for Josh Steven coming into this one, so we might see this be his final batter. You hope he can get through five innings for the first time this year. Kennedy Corona is the hitter stepping in. He's 0 for 2 today. Strikeout and a flyout. Corona just 4 for 16 in the series. He has walked five times. Stevens ready. Or Steven, I should say. Runner at first. Two down. Scoreless in the fifth. The pitch. Dips just low with a fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Good-looking pitch at the bottom of the zone. Didn't get the call from Ben Engstrand. Pull side shift on the infield for Corona, the right-handed batter. 1-0 offering. Top down the third baseline and foul. One ball and one strike, just to the left side of the bag. There's a changeup right in the middle of the plate. Corona was out in front on it. Steven reclimbs the hill. Oh, big flash of lightning out in center field. One ball, one strike offering. Before that, a throw over to first. Sacco back in safely. He's 5 for 8 in steals so far this year. Rolando Espinoza tried Cooper Johnson's arm back in the third and was unsuccessful. Right-hander ready. Lifts the leg, deals. Strike in the outside corner with a heater. One ball and two strikes. Rolling thunder here at the bay. The thunderstorm's in the area, obviously, with what's going on right now, but hopefully a little far away from where we are. The pitch. Strike three called. Got him at the bottom of the zone. Josh Steven with his seventh strikeout. For the first time this season, he's through five innings, and we're scoreless. Into the top of the sixth. How about Josh Steven? No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left on. Top six next. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Mother's Day is coming up, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great moms in the Rough Riders family. On Sunday, May 12th, come out to the ballpark for some great Mother's Day activities, including a floral station and pop-up from the Kendra Scott team. Enjoy the game with the best value with a Mother's Day ticket package that includes four tickets and a customizable Kendra Scott Emily Stretch bracelet for just $99. The Frisco Rough Riders wish you a happy Mother's Day and hope to see you at the park on May 12th. Let's ride. Love you, Mom!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner.
With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the sixth inning in a nothing-nothing game. The Rough Riders send Jesus Cepeda, Cooper Johnson, and Kellen Strom to the plate. 8-9-1 against Jake Bloss. Cepeda, right-handed hitter. Rough Riders went 1-2-3 in the fifth against Bloss. And the initial pitch on the way to Cepeda. He takes a fastball low and outside, one ball and no strikes. Well, let's get some trivia going, shall we? As we've reached the sixth inning. A little bit different than the sixth in yesterday's game when, at this point, it was 9-0. Here's the wind and the 1-0. Cepeda checks his swing. Strike at the bottom of the zone, 1-1. All right, so we tied into this day in baseball history, if you're new here. This date back in 1904, a pitcher by the name of Cy Young, you may have heard of him, threw a perfect game, his third no-hitter in his career. The 1-1. It's low, and it's two balls and one strike. By the way, this isn't part of trivia, but it was a part of a 24 consecutive hitless inning streak that he had. 45 straight scoreless innings for him. It's a record at the time. The pitch is hit in the air out to right field, right at Jacob Melton. Backs up a couple steps, dances with it, and makes the catch. One away for Johnson. Tied at nothing-nothing here in the sixth inning. So our tribute today revolves around perfect games, Luke. We were just talking about this the other night.
We were.
So that's why before the game I said this might be a little bit easier for you. So I'm going to make it a little bit harder for you.
Okay, I'm listening.
As the first pitch to Cooper Johnson. Curveball inside, one ball and no strikes. Can you name as many perfect games as you can, but they have to be in order going backwards?
So starting with the most recent.
Yes. The pick. It's low, and it's two balls and no strikes. If it's out of order, I will not give it to you.
Okay.
That sound good?
I like it. Okay. The most recent was Domingo Germán.
That is correct. When was that?
What was that? Last year?
Yes.
Yeah.
2-0. Swinging a drive down the left field line, dunks in, and keeps on rolling all the way to the base of the fence. Johnson coasts around first and cruises into second with a one-out double here in the sixth inning. Rough Riders' first extra base hit of the game against Jake Bloss. Also, the Rough Riders' sixth double as a team in their last 10 games. It's been something they've been missing a little bit. But they have one here and a runner in scoring position now with one out in the top of the order due up. It's Kellen Strong.
I think I know the next two, Zach, but okay. I don't remember. I think, yeah, the most recent before Germán would have been King Felix.
Correct.
And then that came.
Correct.
Then we start getting into some interesting stuff.
The pitch inside, and it's one ball and no strikes.
For that, is it Holiday?
No.
No.
You have one that same year, 2012, the pitch. Swinging a line drive on one hop to the second baseman, Orocho. He's got it, loses his balance, recovers, and throws out Strom. Johnson down to third, and there are two away in this scoreless sixth.
All right. That's right, there was three, 2012.
We literally said this guy's name.
We were just talking about it. It's a Tiger, right?
No.
No? Well, I'm drawing a blank.
White Sox. Also a pitch for the Royals, as you found out two nights ago. First pitch to Aaron Zavala. Slider outside. One ball, no strikes.
Early?
It was Philip Umber.
Umber, yeah, that's correct. That's correct.
And then before that?
Still have another one sandwiched between Holiday, don't we?
The pick.
A couple, maybe.
Swing and a miss. Zavala out in front on a breaking ball, and it's 1-1. No.
No what?
No, there are no
There's not
no
one?
Other pitchers sandwiched there.
Okay, so it is Holiday.
Roy Holiday is next, correct. The 1-1. Outside. Two balls, one strike. Two outs as we play in the sixth inning, nothing-nothing our score. Luke's trying to name every perfect game in order for our trivia today.
Ooh.
So before Holiday. 2-1. Popped up. Shallow center field. Corona started back. Now trots in. Wynn pushing it back towards the infield. He makes the grab to retire the side in the sixth inning. Side retired. No runs on one hit. No errors and one runner left on base. Bottom six coming up next. Nothing-nothing our score on the Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Pitching change for the Rough Riders in a nothing-nothing game in this sixth. Josh Steven out, Anthony Ho'opi'i, Tui Onatoa in. Josh Steven goes five scoreless, allowing six hits. Five of them singles. He did not walk a batter and struck out seven in his start. Fantastic start from Steven. So Ho'opi'i Tui Onatoa the batter now. He faces Jacob Melton in the right-hander's first pitch to the left-handed batter. Inside, one ball and no strikes. All right, well, we won't have this go on forever. We're continuing trivia. We're having Luke trying to name perfect games. You want to go out of order here and just kind of see who you can name?
Sure. Burley has to be one of the next ones.
Burley, you're missing one in between him and Holiday, the pick. Inside, it's two balls and no strikes, but Burley is correct.
Then that one's Dallas Braden in between.
Correct.
David Wells
is correct. He was the 15th all-time. 2-0. Swinging a line drive, hit to right field. It falls in a base hit for Melton. So Ho'opi'i Tui Onatoa, who has yet to allow a run this season, allows a base hit to lead off the inning. No score, bottom of the sixth inning.
Randy Johnson.
Randy Johnson is correct. He was number the 17th all-time back in 2004.
Oh, so we're missing one in between there.
Robleski, right-handed batter, first pitch, swing and a miss. High fastball, 0-1. 1 year after Wells, 1999. Want me to give you teams and you can guess? Or
yeah, you
mean Yankees.
David Cone.
Throw over to first base. Melton's back in safely. The 14th all-time, 1994, with the Rangers.
Ooh. It's the Rangers. Perfect.
Rusty Greer famously made a diving catch in center field to complete this one.
I should know this one.
The 0-1. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. That scoots it to center. It's a base hit. Back-to-back singles for the Hooks to lead off this sixth inning. Against Ho'opi'i Tui Onatoa, and J.C. Correa stands in now. 1-for-2 today. 8 hits, no runs for Corpus Christi in this game.
First baseman,
El Presidente.
El Presidente, Dennis Martinez. Yes, he did it in 1991 with Montreal.
Who's the rain? Oh, Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers, yep. 1994 with the Rangers. This is where it gets a little harder after
this.
Yeah,
this is getting real hard.
J.C. Correa now, first pitch is popped up back behind home and over our heads. It's 0-1. You're looking at Cincinnati Reds 1988.
That didn't help me much. I got a couple that I can still name. Jim Bunning did it. It's a long time
Jim
ago.
Bunning. He's the seventh all-time. That was in 1964. 0-1 to Correa. Breaking ball. Hit foul off of the mask of Ben Engstrand, the home plate umpire. It's 0-2. He's okay. Glancing blow.
Sandy Koufax.
Sandy Koufax, number 8. All time.
Who's the red?
Tom Browning.
Tom Browning. Okay.
We're looking for all the perfect games if you're just joining us. Major League history. California Angels 1984. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with the slider down and away. Big strikeout for Ho'opi'i Tui Onatoa. One away, and Jordan Brewer stands in. Two aboard, one out. This is really tough. Mike Witt.
Yeah, okay. I was thinking. I was like, I feel like there's a Mike, but I couldn't remember the last name to it.
1981 Cleveland. Quick mound visit up on the hill before Jordan Brewer steps to the plate.
81.
This is the 10th perfect game all time.
I think I have it.
I'm looking it up because I'm not entirely sure. I think he's a broadcaster now.
Really?
He is not a broadcaster. I'm thinking of somebody else. Len Barker is who we're looking for.
Okay. Len Barker.
1968 with Oakland. Hall of Famer. Jordan Brewer stands in now from the right side. The pitch. Inside. It's one ball and no strikes. Two aboard, one out, no score. Bottom of the sixth inning.
Righty or lefty? Or do you know that?
Right-hander.
Right-hander.
More probably known for his work out of the bullpen than as a starter.
Ooh.
1-0. Line foul right side. It's 1-1. I lied. He's mostly a starting pitcher.
Okay. I don't know that was going to help me, but...
The 1-1. It's a strike at the bottom of the zone, 1-2.
What year was this, you said?
1968. Famously won 5 World Series. Member of the We Are Family A's.
Oh. Catfish Hunter.
Catfish Hunter, yeah. The pitch. Check swing. Did he go around? No, he did not. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Then the one in the World Series in 1956.
We talked about that one in this series. Don Larsen.
And then it gets nearly impossible. I gave you Cy Young in 1904. There's two others in the modern era. 1922 with the White Sox.
Give it to me.
2-2. High. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Charlie Robertson.
Okay.
And then 1908 with Cleveland Addie Joss.
I would not have gotten that one.
Yeah. The Addie Joss game, 9-inning game, was played in 1 hour and 32 minutes.
That is insane. That's before the pitch clock.
Yeah. Pre-pitch clock era. Played some fast
game
games
was
back
moving.
Then. No doubt. They have some sub-2-hour games here in the recent ones, too. 3-2 pitch. Popped up foul back behind home. 3-2. Good work. That was really good.
It worked. It was there. Needed a little bit of help.
That's all right. You nailed a bunch of them.
Out of genuine curiosity, I just looked up what the shortest game in Major League history is.
3-2. Swing and a miss. Went fastball upstairs. Struck him out. Anthony Ho'opi'i Tui Onatoa. Pair of strikeouts after two singles leading off this sixth inning.
Zach, you want to take a stab at how quickly the fastest game in Major League history is?
Nine-inning game? I think I know. I've heard about this because a team was protesting, and so they swung at the first pitch every single at-bat. What year was it?
This one was September 28th, 1919.
Yes, this was the game, if I'm thinking of it correctly. Jeremy Orocho now, first pitch, back to the backstop, up above Johnson on a high fastball. And both runners move up, so two in scoring position now in the wild pitch. And it's one ball and no strikes on Orocho. It was sub an hour, right?
It was.
Yeah, it was 48 minutes, something like that.
51.
Okay. Yeah, if you're at home, look up the story behind that game. It's pretty crazy. One nothing pitch is fouled back behind home plate. And it's one ball and one strike.
Orocho a bit frustrated there. Kind of pumped his right fist, said something to himself. Thought that was the pitch he could do some damage with. Break this scoreless tie.
Oh, P.E. Tui Onatoa trying to get out of it. Pitch home. Down and in. Two balls and one strike on Orocho. Two in scoring position with two down in this bottom of the sixth inning. It's been a great game so far in the series finale. Pitcher's duel between these two. 2-1. Inside, three balls and one strike. First base is open with the lefty at the plate. You have a right-hander on deck and Ronaldo Espinosa. Bubba looks in, tucks the glove to his chest. He's ready from the stretch. 3-1. Foul back. Three balls, two strikes on Orocho. Biggest pitch of this ball game so far coming right here. Good Sunday crowd on hand here in Corpus Christi. They've had nothing to cheer about the last two nights. Shutout win for the Riders last night. 3-2 pitch. Inside for ball four. Orocho walks. There's Rolando Espinosa, who's 1-for-2 today. Goble out of the Riders dugout. He's going to go chat things over. Rough Riders pitching has thrown 15 consecutive scoreless innings. Espinosa trying to change that. Ho'opi'i Tui Onatoa trying to make it 16. Goble said his piece. He's back to the dugout. Espinosa singled into left back in the third. He struck out in the fifth. Bases loaded, two down. Ho'opi'i Tui Onatoa also has his own scoreless streak on the line. He has yet to allow a run this season. He's got his sign. Offering in. Strike with a fastball right down the middle. It's 0-1. 10 scoreless innings to start his Double-A career. He struck out 12 and walked just 3 entering tonight. He adds to that number just a little bit in this sixth inning. 0-1 offering. Fastball is high, and it's one ball and one strike. He's thrown 23 pitches in the frame, and now the Rough Riders have some action out of their bullpen. It's Reed Burlingmeyer who's loosening. 1-1 on Espinosa. Right-hander to the plate. Fouled straight back, and it's 1-2. Just as he raised his leg there, there was a huge flash of lightning. That's what you might have heard from the crowd oohing and aahing. And there's the thunder. A one ball and two strikes on Espinosa. Opi Tuiotoa from the chest. And the right-hander deals. Fastball well high at 95, and it's two balls and two strikes. Melton at third, Robleski at second, Orocho at first. And this last of the sixth inning, nothing-nothing score. Full side shift in both infield and outfield for the righty. 2-2. Check swing. He didn't go around, and a pitch riding inside. We're full, and it's the action pitch now. So with the bases loaded and two down, the runners will be off on the pitch, and a ball in the gap would score three. Three and two, two down. Opi Tuiotoa ready. He kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Anthony Ho'opi'i Tuiotoa loads the bases and gets out of it with three strikeouts. And we're still scoreless. Top seven next. Luke Manley on the play-by-play, and we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's Power Shift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Whataburger Field, scoreless ball game. Bottom of that sixth inning provided some fireworks amongst the thunder and lightning here in Corpus Christi, Texas. Anthony Ho'opi'i Tuiotoa came in for the Rough Riders, loaded the bases, and then picked up a big strikeout to keep this a scoreless ball game. Well, Jake Bloss shined in his Double-A debut, six innings of scoreless baseball, two hits, six strikeouts, didn't issue any walks. He gives way to Michael Knorr, delivers his first offering. Hatcher takes a fastball upstairs for ball one. Michael Knorr, right-hander into the ballgame. Where's the number 26? He's the number 16 prospect for the Astros. Hatcher takes a big cut on a heater upstairs, but comes up empty on and one. Knorr, 23-year-old, a third-round pick by the Astros. Pitch home, a breaking ball, hops in and out of Robleski's mitt behind the plate. Just missed the zone, two balls and a strike. Knorr began his college career at Cal State Fullerton, where things didn't go as he would have liked. on those 3 years. A 6.79 ERA. Got hit around a bit. Then transferred as he delivers a fastball down and in. And Hatcher in control, 3-1. Transferred to Coastal Carolina and found a ton of success in 2022, ultimately becoming the Astros' 103rd overall selection in the third round as Hatcher jumps out of the way of it. It's a five-pitch walk. And the Rough Riders have the leadoff man aboard for the first time today. Lenore turned it around at Coastal Carolina. Finished first in strikeout-to-walk ratio in the entire Sun Belt Conference. Striking out 6.5-plus per walk that he allowed. He delivers. First pitch to Freeman. Freeman rips it on the ground right at the shortstop. It's bobbled by Sacco. He goes to second for one. Freeman not able to leg it out. It's a 6-4-3 double play. Hatcher at second base, a bit slow to get up. Now on his feet. And appears to be all right. He stayed down in the infield dirt for a second there. So the leadoff walk erased on a 6-4-3 double play. Michael Knorr, a big strikeout type of pitcher in that season with Coastal Carolina. Finished second in the Sun Belt Conference with 11.2 strikeouts per nine innings. As Ortiz digs in, he watches ball one. Being like Ortiz, in a bit of a slump, 0 for 2 today with a pair of strikeouts. Had a massive game one of the series as he watches that pitch, 95-mile-an-hour fastball, just missed up and away. Game one of this series, Abimelech Ortiz collected a pair of hits, including a three-run homer and a double. It's the only hits he's had in this series. He takes that, a fastball called a strike, 2-1. The Rough Riders hadn't had the leadoff man aboard in this entire game against Jake Bloss. They worked a leadoff walk here in the seventh as Ortiz shoots it the other way. It's a slow ground ball right at the shortstop, Sacco, who fields and fires across the diamond in time. So Michael Knorr induces a ground ball double play that erased the leadoff walk. It's a 1-2-3 frame for him. We'll turn things over to the home half of the seventh inning, where it's Stevens, Sacco Jr., and Corona due up for the Hooks. In a 0-0 ball game on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Reed Burlingmeier takes the mound for the Rough Riders. 0-0 ball game here in the bottom of the seventh. No face off against the bottom of the order. Chad Stevens, who rips through a fastball at 96. It's 0-1. To hear from Burlingmeier the past 2 days on the pregame show. Here with us is Pitch from Reed. Runs just a bit down and away. Talked about his journey to Frisco. Played some independent baseball. Kind of reinvented himself as a pitcher. Righty delivers home and blows a 96-mile-an-hour fastball by Stevens. It's 1-2. Developed that cutter. That's been one of his best pitches. Originally drafted as a starter, kind of transitioned into that bullpen role where he finds himself now. Says that his stuff plays best out of the bullpen, he thinks. Righty comes set, kicks and deals, and a high fly ball will work its way out of play off to the right side. So Burlemeyer in control at 1-2 against Chad Stevens. Stevens has struck out once today, not the 35th strikeout on the year for him. Ranks in the top five in the Texas League. Burlemeyer won't get him here. A towering fly ball towards the seats down the third base line, and it'll work its way into those seats amongst the fans here on a Sunday. It's a new life for Chad Stevens. Burlemeyer on the year 0-1 with a 4.26 ERA. Does have two saves to his name across six appearances. Those six appearances have led to 6 1/3 innings pitched, where he's racked up 10 strikeouts. All right, he comes set, kicks and deals, and another foul ball works its way over the press box here behind the home plate. Burlemeyer's last appearance came on Friday, where he tossed the scoreless frame, earned the save, as again Stevens fouls it off the netting. Burlemeyer putting forth his best stuff, 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Stevens a bit late on it, but able to get just a piece of it and stay alive. Righty comes set, black glove at the chest, lifts the leg and comes home, and another chopper. This time towards the third base side. Worked its way to the on-deck circle where the top of the hook's order and Tommy Sacco stands. Three straight foul balls. Pitch number 7 on the way. Skips in, blocked by Johnson, and the count moves to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pardon me, that ball right there that skipped in was pitch number 9. So the next one will be number 10, 2-2. Chopped up the middle. Rodriguez has a play on it at shortstop. He stays back, scoops, and fires across the diamond in time. So Stevens, after a long battle, returns to the dugout as out number 1 of this home half of the 7th. Still a scoreless ball game. There's been some threats throughout this contest. Most recently against Anthony Ho P.E. Tuionatoa. Bases loaded, was able to pick up a strikeout to get out of it. Here's Tommy Sacco Jr. Flies this one out of play on the left side. Burlemeyer jumps ahead 0-1. Sacco Jr. today, 2-for-3 with a flyout, a double, and then in the 5th, a 2-out single. That came against Josh Steven. First time he faces a reliever for the Rough Riders today. Burlemeyer's pitch at 95 just misses. Evens things at a ball and a strike. Rough Riders have managed only 2 hits today. For the hooks, it's 8. Haven't been able to push anything across. Big swing by Sacco Jr. On a pitch down by Burlemeyer. 1-2. Looked like the changeup from Reed. The righty ready, looking for his first strikeout. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Erlingmeyer picks up the strikeout, and there's two gone. Kennedy Corona will dig in against Erlingmeyer. It's been a good series for Kennedy Corona. Came into today 4 for 14, but he's 0 for 3 here in the series finale with a pair of strikeouts looking. Trying to get a two-out rally started for Corpus Christi. First offering, 94-mile-an-hour fastball catches the outer edge. Corona was responsible for one of two hits yesterday for Corpus Christi. Game starter by Emiliano Teodo. As Corona taps this one down the third baseline, but on the foul side of things. 0-2. Erlingmeyer ready with the 0-2. Trying to make it a 1-2-3. Bottom of the seventh. The pitch, and Corona spoils it. 96. Looked like a ball. Corona just reached the bat out there. Tapped it towards the Rough Riders. Dugout down the first baseline.
Caromed off the net right to Franier Chavez, and he raised his fist like, yes, this is the best action I've had all day today.
Franier enjoying a day off. And a constant staple in the lineup for Carlos Cardoza's Rough Rider. The 0-2 runs inside, and it looked like it clipped Corona, and it did. Got him right on the left tricep. 95-mile-an-hour fastball got away from Erlingmeyer. And there's a base runner aboard with two away in the seventh. Rough Riders 13th hit by pitch on the season. Jacob Melton will dig in against the right-hander. Kennedy Corona over at first base. It's 10 stolen bases on the year, third in the Texas League, as Melton flies this one high and deep to left, but it'll work its way foul. Nothing more than a long strike from the left-handed hitter. Jacob Melton, a pair of singles to his name today. Part of a 2-for-3 afternoon for him. The righty comes set, delivers, and misses downstairs. Evens the count at 1-1. Melton leading this Hooks offense in all sorts of categories, including his 18 RBIs on the year, which are tied for sixth in the Texas League. Corona stays put at first, and Melton flies this down the left field line, tailing into foul ground. Second time against Erlingmeyer, he's been just late on a fastball. He's taking it for a ride, but not quite in fair ground. Erlingmeyer already a strikeout to his name in the inning. That was two batters ago. Melton asks for time. He'll adjust his batting gloves before facing the 1-2 count. Mentioned Melton leading in a number of categories. 18 RBIs, tied for sixth in the Texas League. His 11 runs scored on the year are the most by a Corpus Christi player. Also leads the team in OPS. The righty delivers. Swing and a foul back right at the net. Melton didn't miss it by much. The timing was there on the 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Just couldn't square it up. So the count remains 1-2, and Erlingmeyer has had to work here in the frame. And a battle to try to put away hitters. Looking for his second strikeout of the frame. Corona runs. The pitch is tapped right back to Erlingmeyer, who fields it on a knee. He'll jog over to first base and underhand to Hatcher, and the inning comes to a close. No runs on no hits, no errors. One left aboard the base paths. It was Kennedy Corona who was hit by a pitch against Reed Burlingmeyer. Seven innings in the books. We head to the top of the eighth. It's Acosta, Rodriguez, and Cepeda due up when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
We're trading in 1985 for 2004. Kick off the celebration of the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field as we throw back to 04 on Friday, May 24th. The band Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Rough Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates before the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds at 7.05 p.m. Don't forget, it's Fireworks Friday as well, so enjoy a fireworks spectacular display after the game from the field. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth. You're on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Maximo Acosta will dig in for the first time against relief right-handed pitcher. And Michael Knorr. Knorr pitched a 1-2-3 seventh inning against the Rough Riders here in this scoreless game. First offering to Acosta runs a bit outside. 93 mile an hour fastball didn't clip the edge. The 1-0 skips in onto the breaking ball. And count moves to 2-2. Kaper Rodriguez stands on deck. In between innings, there was a bit of a conversation going on with the general manager and the umpires as Knorr delivers and misses up and away. 3-0 on the right end of hitting Acosta. That discussion likely about some of the weather concerns here in Corpus Christi. The 3-0 misses upstairs. It's a 4-pitch walk to open the eighth. Maximo Acosta aboard for the first time today for back-to-back innings against Michael Knorr. Rough Riders have worked a leadoff walk. Kaber Rodriguez will get a crack at things. Still a scoreless ball game. Acosta over at first base, the stolen base leader, as Rodriguez squared the bunt, pulled back, and takes a called strike. 93 with a fastball from the right-hander. Acosta 6-for-8, stealing bases this year. The pitch, Rodriguez takes. And it's a ball just missed outside. Evens the count at 1-1. Here to be the slider from the right-hander. He kicks and deals. Fastball runs well outside on the right-handed hitting Rodriguez, and it's 2-2. Knorr issued a leadoff walk to Josh Hatcher in the seventh, but a 6-4-3 double play erased it. 2-1, Acosta runs. The pitch home misses upstairs, and the throw from Robleski is well off the mark. Acosta in there easily at second base, his seventh stolen base of the year. Acosta got a good jump. It was a good pitch to throw on for Robleski. Had to rush it as Acosta was barreling down the line. So the Rough Riders have a runner in scoring position with nobody out here in the eighth. The 3-1 to Rodriguez, chopped on the ground right at the shortstop, Sacco Jr. He collects and fires high. It gets by the first baseman, Correa. Here comes Acosta to the plate, and he scores standing up. Rough Riders take a 1-0 lead on the second error of the day by Tommy Sacco Jr. at shortstop. Rodriguez moves up to second base. And boy, what a way for the first run of this ball game to come across home plate. Throwing error charged to Sacco Jr., the third error of the game for this Hooks defense. All three of them charged to the middle infield, two on the shortstop, Sacco Jr., and one on the second baseman, Orocho. So the leadoff walk comes around to score on the throwing error. Gabriel Rodriguez stands at second base. With nobody out, here's Hazel Cepeda. First offering he sees is chopped right back at Nori. Caught a piece of it. Rodriguez hustling back to the bag, and he's safe. Orocho, the second baseman, grabbed it. Rodriguez hustled back to the bag. A close play, and Orocho, the second baseman, arguing with the field umpire that he laid the tag down. He's frustrated. Throws his arms up to his side, slams them to his thighs, and here comes the manager, Joe Thon, to talk with the umpire who made the decision, Brandon Tipton. Hazel Cepeda reaches at first base, and there's still nobody out. A fielder's choice that went off the pitcher, Knorr. Then the second baseman, Orocho, was able to glove it, trying to apply a tag, and didn't get it down in time.
And you can read his lips saying, he's off the bag, he's off the bag, as he was arguing with Tipton, the umpire. He's not going to win that argument. Rough Riders would love more than just one run in this eighth inning.
Well, it's a 1-4 fielder's choice. That puts Hazel Cepeda at first. Now the double play in order. Here's Cooper Johnson, who doubled his last time up. He squares to bunt. Pulls back, watches ball one. Rough Riders electing to play a little bit of small ball. With as good as the Rough Riders bullpen has been, a couple of runs would feel pretty good entering the bottom of the eighth inning. Still nobody out. First and second. Johnson squares to bunt. He lays down a nice one. That'll move the runners up. Nor off the mound. He fires to first. Threw it a bit up the line, but Correa able to catch it. Johnson lays down the sacrifice bunt. Rough Riders have two in scoring position. Cepeda goes to second base. Gabriel Rodriguez over to third. And it's the top of the order for the Rough Riders. Kellen Strom, who has reached in 13 consecutive games dating back to April 17th, but is 0 for 3 today. A flyout and a pair of groundouts. Hooks will bring the infield in. The pitch to Strom. Misses upstairs. For Kellen Strom, lifting something would be the goal here.
That's tough because he has 55% ground ball rate this year.
That's the challenge. The 1-0. Misses down and away. Strom ahead. Two balls and no strikes. Rough Riders going back to the old middle of the series approach of let's see how little number of hits we can come up with and score as many runs on. Just two hits, but threatening here as Strom flies this one out of play off to the right side. It's 2-1.
Riders have had a knack for coming from behind and stealing games in this young season, and this wouldn't be a come from behind win, but you know when you're being out hit 8-2,
it
I wouldn't
feels like
say
it.
Yeah,
that's
I would say
sure.
You earned that victory.
It does feel like it. The entire infield in for the Hooks. Kellen Strom, base hit, could score two. The 2-1. Strom lifts it, and it will work its way out of play behind the plate. Two balls and two strikes. Nor could use a strikeout here. One away. It was the sacrifice bunt by Cooper Johnson that moved Rodriguez to third and Cepeda to second. The 2-2 from the righty. Misses down and in. Count runs to full. First base is open. Aaron Zavala stands on deck. He's homered in the series. The 3-2. Hit back up the middle. It's off Noren to flex right where the second baseman would be. Rodriguez scores. Here comes Cepeda, and he'll score standing up. It's a two-run base hit for Kellen Strom, and the Riders lead it 3-0. Unfortunate for Michael Noren. He couldn't get out of the way of it. It banged off his leg and ricocheted into right field and went right where Jeremy Orocho would have been standing had the ball not been hit back up the middle. He was ranging over trying to make a play around second base, but it deflected off the right-hander, and the Riders get two runs off of it. The Riders leading 3-0 now. The way that their bullpen is pitched, that has to feel pretty good. But they're not content with it yet. Kellen Strom at first base. Aaron Zavala at the dish. Michael Noren, after being hit on the comebacker, wants to throw a couple of pitches. He just throws one, says he's all right. He's digging that right leg into the dirt, making sure he's got some traction. Strom runs. The first pitch to Zavala is fouled off to the left side. Fastball at 93, and Zavala couldn't catch up to it. Strom over there at first base is 3-for-3 on the year, swiping bags. And with one gone, the Riders wouldn't mind taking away the possibility for a double play. Zavala, a left-handed batter, runs pretty well. The pitch skips in. It gets away from Robleski, but kept it close enough to keep Strom over there at first base. 1-1. Aaron Zavala's 7 RBIs in this series lead the Rough Riders. Strom runs. The pitch runs a bit high and outside. The throw on the wrong side of the bag from Robleski. Strom now 4-for-4 stealing bases. Rough Riders have run rampant here in the series. They swiped 3 bags yesterday, all coming in the first 3 innings against Christian Javier, the Astros' major league rehabber. Ended up taking the loss yesterday. Zavala awaits the 2-1. The pitch smacks it on the left side. Ball out of play. Count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zavala today, a pair of strikeouts and a fly out to center field. Would love to pick up his 8th RBI on the series. Make this a 4-0 ball game. The 2-2 taken. Just missed the outer edge. Ran a bit downstairs as well. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lefty wiggles the bat. The pitch smacked on the left side, but well out of play again. Zavala couldn't catch up to the 94-mile-an-hour fastball, but able to spoil it. Stays alive. Hatcher stands on deck. Zavala, the 2 spot in this order. The 3-2. Breaking ball, and wasn't tempting whatsoever. Ran well up and away to the left-handed hitter, and Zavala works his 18th walk of the year. 18 walks, good enough for Aaron Zavala to pull into a tie with Tyler Locklear for 5th place in the Texas League. So the Rough Riders have 2 aboard. Strom at second, Zavala at first. Here's Josh Hatcher. First offering, a huge rip by Hatcher, but it came up empty. swing that you often see from the left-handed hitter, Josh Hatcher, especially with runners aboard the base paths. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Waved at the off-speed, he was out on his front foot. 0-2, so Hatcher will have to shorten up just a bit. Hatcher 1-for-2 on the evening. A single and a walk. He takes, and it just missed the outer edge. 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Michael Knorr, the right-hander, didn't get the call. Rough Riders have already scored 3 in the inning. They lead it 3-0 here in the top of the 8th inning. Hatcher facing a 1-2 with two aboard the base pass. Strom takes off. He got a good jump. Wave and a miss. Back pick to first. Strom able to move to third. Zavala stayed at first base, and Robleski looked back that way. So Strom moves up 90 feet. And the Rough Riders now have runners at the corners with two gone. Hatcher strikes out for the second time today. And in steps Cody Freeman. Freeman 0-for-3 today. Did reach on an error back in the fourth. Strom dancing around there at third base. The pitch ripped beyond the reach of the shortstop, Sacco Jr., into left center field, a base hit. Freeman rounds at first. Strom scores from third, and the Riders extend the lead. 4-0 Frisco. RBI single for Cody Freeman, and he continues to obliterate the baseball. Zavala goes first to third. Cody Freeman replaces him at first base. It's a 4-0 advantage for the Rough Riders. One of the most dangerous hitters in the Texas League, Abimelech Ortiz, steps in. First pitch he sees runs way upstairs. Robleski had to jump to grab it. Righty ready. Freeman started to run. He shuts things down, and a swing and a miss by Ortiz. Mentioned Abimelech Ortiz, a homer in the series. That came back in game one. It won the opposite way to left center field, a 3-run shot. It started the scoring in the series for the Rough Riders. Takes a fastball, called a strike, and he's behind 1-2. Later doubled in game one of the series. But he's been held hitless since. 2-for-18 in the series as a whole. 0-for-3 today. The pitch. Smack the other way, and it'll tail into the crowd. Line drive off the bat of Ortiz. Couldn't get it to stay fair. Just a tick late on the 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Ortiz trying to avoid striking out for the third time. The pitch, Freeman runs outside, and it's out of the glove of Robleski. Down from third to score comes Aaron Zavala. It's 5-0 Rough Riders. Boy, things have just fallen apart for the Hooks here in this top of the 8th inning. A wild pitch, and the Rough Riders get their 5th run. Freeman goes to second base. The 2-2 to Ortiz. Fouled off, lifted left side, works its way into the concourse. And the Rough Riders slugger stays alive. Two and two. With two gone and Cody Freeman standing at second base. The pitch ripped down the first base line, but on the foul side of things. Ortiz has hit one hard to the left side and pulled one hard to the right side, but both in foul ground. Lefty awaits. The 2-2. hit high in the air, and it'll ribbon its way into the seats. Popped it up. Unable to get it behind home plate and out of play. Ortiz battling. Count still 2-2. Pitch number 8 in the battle between Nor and Ortiz on its way. Swing and a miss. Nor got him. But the damage done for the Rough Riders. They send 9 batters to the plate and pick up 5 runs. On just a pair of hits. No errors in the frame. Or rather, one error in the frame. That started things. And the Rough Riders leave one stranded. So we'll head to the home half of the 8th inning. Reed Burlingmeyer will come back out to face the Hooks. And a 5-0 advantage for the Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th's 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Home half of the 8th coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Reed Burlingmeyer ahead 0-1. Got a swing and a miss from the right-handed hitting Robleski. Second offering skips in, evens the count at 1-1. Rough Riders rattled off 5 runs in the top of the frame. 5 runs on 4 hits, no errors. For the Hooks, no runs on 8 hits, 3 errors. Burlingmeyer, the righty, comes set. Kicks and deals. Check swing, called a strike. 93, caught the outer edge. And Ryan Robleski behind a ball and 2 strikes. Robleski 1-for-3 with a strikeout here in game 6 of this 6-game set. The 1-2 runs way upstairs. 94, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Right-hander ready. 2-2. Check swing. They appeal to first, and Brandon Tipton says he didn't offer at. So Ryan Robleski has worked a full count here. Lead off the home half of the 8th. Burlingmeyer set. Black glove at the chest. Kicks and deals. Sent high in the air. The catcher Johnson dancing around looking at it. Runs into his mask. The third baseman Freeman came down, and Johnson looked at him. It finds its way to the ground. Robleski gets a gift from the Rough Riders. Johnson ripped his mask off and chucked it to his right at the time. On the third base side of home plate, he started looking for it on the first base side, and then it brought him all the way back, and he kicked the mask. Cody Freeman couldn't get down from third in time. 3-2 again. Foul ball in and out of the glove. Johnson behind the plate. And the count stays 3-2. As a pitcher, you get a pop-up like that, especially in a 3-2 count, you feel like you won the battle. But now you have to essentially get the same hitter out twice. Swing and another foul ball just in front of the plate. Count remains 3-2. Josh Steven got the pitching going today with 5 scoreless. Reed Burlingmeyer trying to work a pair of scoreless, and that one gets away from him, 94. Nearly hit Robleski, but it's ball 4. The leadoff man is aboard in the home half of the 8th.
First baseman number 10, J.C. Correa.
J.C. Correa stands in. Ryan Robleski, pair of stolen bags. Perfect 2-for-2 for him. He stands at first base, trailing 5-0. And Correa goes after the first pitch, bounces it to third. Freeman has it, throws to first. The only play in time. And they rule it a foul ball. It's the only option for Cody Freeman is to go to first base on that. Correa takes the long walk back from first. One after the first pitch. It bounced off the chalk line. And then Freeman gloved it. I say it just worked its way foul. Burlingmeyer looks in, gets his sign, and comes set. The 0-1. Swing and a drive out to deep right field. Back goes Ortiz. He's camped under it and will make the play. Came like Ortiz, played it well. Took a couple of steps backwards. Hauls in out number 1. Well, Jordan Brewer will get a shot against the Rough Riders right-hander Reed Burlingmeyer. Brewer today 1-for-3 with a single and a pair of strikeouts. Single came back in the 4th inning as part of back-to-back singles against Josh Steven, but he's able to avoid disaster and keep it a scoreless game. First offering runs well upstairs. Fastball at 94. Ball and no strikes on the right-handed hitting DH today. Breaking ball gets away from Burlingmeyer. It's 2-0. One away, a 5-0 advantage for the Rough Riders here in the home half of the 8th. 2 more trips for Corpus Christi. They'd like to chip away at it here in the 8th. This one chopped on the third base line, and we'll stay in foul ground. Come to a rest inside the tarp. Wedged itself inside the tarp that sits just down the third baseline.
Well, as it starts to rain, hopefully that's not a foreboding message.
Hope not. Burlingmeyer ready with the 2-1. Lifts and deals. This one ripped past the jumping third baseman, Cody Freeman. It's into the corner. Robleski into third base, standing up. It's the 7th double of the year for Jordan Brewer. Runners at 2nd and 3rd with just one gone here in the 8th. Jordan Brewer got all of that one. Smoked it, and Freeman timed his jump well, but couldn't quite get to it. 97 off the bat. And it's an extra base hit, and that'll end the day for Reed Burlingmeyer. He'll exit after the double. We'll get a new arm into the game. We'll introduce him when we come back. Rough Riders leading 5-0, but the Hooks have 2nd and 3rd with 1 out here in the 8th inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
It's the 25-year-old right-hander coming in for the Rough Riders, Andy Rodriguez. Reed Burlingmeier exits after one and a third. He's responsible for both runners at second and third. Rough Riders leading 5-0, so now they... super high leverage situation for Andy Rodriguez, but with another inning left to play, Rough Riders would like to keep that 5-run cushion. Sure, as a staff, they also wouldn't mind a third shutout in this series. Jeremy Orocho digs in from the left side. The first pitch from Rodriguez runs a bit upstairs. Andy Rodriguez has been very good this year. 8 appearances, he's gone 14 innings, striking out 17 on his way to a 1-0 record and a 2.57 ERA. Rodriguez looks in, gets his sign, shakes his head, and he'll step off the back of the mound. Now gets a sign from Johnson, he likes it. Righty comes set and delivers. Misses downstairs, 2 balls and no strike. Andy Rodriguez did appear in the series on Friday. Went to scoreless and hitless frames. Picked up a pair of strikeouts. All right, he delivers. And I think Johnson got crossed up there. Johnson began to leap out of his crouch like he was expecting something in the top of the zone. Breaking ball came in. Hit Johnson right about in the chest, but just a bit off the plate. 3-0. The 3-0 to Orocho. Right over the heart of the plate. Fastball at 93. 3-1. Andy Rodriguez not responsible for the runners aboard the base pass, but trying to erase them. As this one's skied high in the air, will work its way into the seats that have begun to empty here as there's been some rain. It's misting at the moment. And you can tell the concrete and the seats have collected some raindrops. Crowd has thinned out a bit. Rodriguez ready, kicks and deals, the 3-2. Skied high and will work its way out of play. Just behind the plate. Orocho battling with Rodriguez. You have to go back to April 21st, the last time that Andy Rodriguez allowed a run. That was in Arkansas, where he went 2 innings, giving up 1 run. It's been 3 scoreless appearances that have spanned 5 innings for Rodriguez ever since. Righty delivers. This one smacked the other way into left field. It's down for a base hit. 1 run will score. Robleski scores the first run for the Hooks. Got the lead to 5-1. A base hit on a 3-2 count for Jeremy Orocho. That run will be tagged to Reed Burlingmeier. Brewer moves up to third base on the base hit. Orlando Espinosa looks to keep the line moving here in the home half of the eighth.
That's the first run the Rough Riders have allowed in 16 innings, going all the way back to the eighth on Friday.
Impressive stuff from the Rough Riders pitching staff. Rodriguez delivers home. Check swing by Espinosa. Didn't matter, called a strike. Breaking ball from Rodriguez caught the outside court. So it's first and third with one gone. And a 5-1 ball game. Rough Riders leading 5-1. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Rodriguez left the breaking ball upstairs, but it induced a swing and a miss. Nothing in two. Rodriguez has picked up a strikeout in every appearance so far this year. His first outing, he picked up just one strikeout. Everything since has been at least two. Pitch. Just missed down and away. Espinosa laid off of it. Now moves to 1-2. Majority of his outings for Rodriguez have been two strikeouts. But he's got one outing with three under his belt. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Rodriguez keeps the streak alive, and he's got a big second out here in the eighth. Espinosa down on strikes. That brings up Chad Stevens. Riders leading at 5-1. It had been a quiet evening all the way to this eighth inning, where these two teams have combined for six runs. Rough Riders got five in the top of the eighth. One for the Hooks here in the home half of the frame. Rodriguez delivers a first pitch fastball, called a strike. Right-handed hitting Chad Stevens. 0 for 3 today. Would love to chip away at this lead just a little bit. The pitch. Swing and a drive, but well out of play off to the right side. 0-2. Andy Rodriguez is a strike away from getting out of this eighth inning. Reed Burlingmeier went an inning and a third. He's responsible for Brewer at third base. Rodriguez ready. The 0-2. Swing and a hard hit ball down the third base line. It's fair. One run in. Going first to third is Orocho. He's getting the wave to the plate. The cutoff is left in the hands of Acosta, the second baseman. It's a two-run double for Chad Stevens. And the Rough Riders lead now down to two. Rodriguez had him where he wanted him. But Chad Stevens turned on a ball down the line, and it just snuck past the diving Cody Freeman at third base.
Shortstop number four, Tommy Sackett Jr.
So Stevens picks up the two-run double. He stands at second base, and it's the top of the order for the Hooks. Tommy Sacco Jr., first time he sees Andy Rodriguez today. Righty on lefty matchup. Rodriguez comes home. This one driven deep to right field. Ortiz going back, and he makes the play up against the wall. It was a drive by Tommy Sacco Jr. This crowd here at Whataburger Field thought it might be a game-tying home run. But Abimelech Ortiz ranges to the wall, makes the play, and then slams into it. But the home half of the eighth has come and gone. Three runs on three hits. No errors and one stranded for the Hooks. We head to the ninth inning. Rough Riders lead it 5-3. And when we return on the Riders Baseball Network, Zach Bigley will rejoin us.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Brian DePaola comes out of the bullpen and he takes over for Corpus Christi. What an explosive eighth inning between these two teams. The Rough Riders put up five. Corpus Christi answers with three of their own, and that's our score, 5-3, going into the top of the ninth. Max Acosta, Cabo Rodriguez, Jesus Cepeda, 6-7-8 due up. Although it's Franer Chavez who's on deck now for Cabo's spot. He came in defensively for him in the eighth. The pitch is outside. It's one ball and no strikes. So it's Chavez who will hit here in the ninth in Rodriguez's spot. 1-0 to Acosta. The pitch. Low and outside. And it's two balls and no strikes. Rough Riders in that top half of the eighth inning scored five runs on just two hits. An error and two walks. 2-0. Swinging a hot ground ball to the second baseman, Orocho to his left. He vacuums it in, tosses on to first, and gets Acosta one away here in the ninth inning. Franer Chavez bats now, the switch hitter batting it from the left side. Brian DePaola is the 24-year-old left-hander on the hill, 6'3", 225 pounds. Chavez, a right-handed hitter now, is a switch hitter against the lefty. Rodriguez finishes his day 0-3. The pitch. It's at the top of the zone for a strike. 0-1. This season, DePaola is making his seventh appearance. 2.35 ERA. The pitch. Outside corner. Strike two. 7 2/3 innings. He struck out 10. DePaola ready from the stretch, he deals. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on three pitches on a high outside fastball. Two away. So Jesus Cepeda's turn now. Cepeda reached on a fielder's choice in the eighth inning. He's 0-3.
Left fielder, number 28, Jesus Cepeda.
Big 6'5", right-handed batter against the lefty. Offering home. He shows bunt, pulls back, watches down. One ball, no strikes. Cepeda hitting just 182 now this season. Offering in. Way high and outside. Two balls and no strikes. I saw Andy Rodriguez finish off that eighth inning. Looks like it'll be Seth Clark in the ninth. Unless they do send Andy Rodriguez back out, and Seth Clark is just warming in the bullpen just in case. 2-0. Inside edge, a strike at the knees, and it's 2-1. 5-3, Rough Riders lead, top of the ninth inning, looking to take 5 of 6 here in Corpus. This is the series finale. The pitch is down low and inside. It's 3-1. Rough Riders return home for Education Day on Tuesday, and 11:05 first pitch in the AM. Looking forward to that against San Antonio. 3-1 toss. Check swing outside. Ball four. Cepeda draws a two-out walk in the ninth inning. Runner at first for Cooper Johnson. Rough Riders have that long 7-hour bus ride back home tonight. After this one concludes, day off tomorrow, and then we'll have that 11 a.m. game on Tuesday.
Stretch of the pitch. Swinging a foul out of play right side. It's 0-1. Kellen Strom on deck for the Riders. It's what makes these night games really tough. When you get these long drives, 7-hour game, Rough Riders probably won't be home till about 4:30 in the morning. 0-1, runner takes off, pitches down, throw down to second, not in time, skips into center field. Cepeda up to his feet, he scampers into third, and it's the fourth error today for Corpus Christi. This one a throwing error on Robleski, and Cepeda has his second stolen base of the season. Man, Corpus Christi has had many blunders in this series on the base pass. They've committed a few errors defensively as well, but this one has been a very, very difficult to stomach final game of this six-game series for the Hooks. The pitch, high and outside. It's two balls and one strike now on Johnson. As four defensive miscues have really powered the Rough Riders in this game. Frisco's being out-hit 11-4. 2-1, fouled back, and it's 2-2, but they lead 5-3. You don't see very often a hit disparity like that and have an opportunity to win a game when you're trailing by that many hits. Seven more hits than the Rough Riders. Got two fewer runs. 2-2. Swinging a chopper foul, third base side. Two balls, two strikes on Johnson. Sun's starting to poke out a little bit here. Pitch home. Chopper foul back behind home plate. Still two balls, two strikes. It's been a very eerie darkness surrounding this whole game with the overcast and some rain sprinkled in last inning. Rain brought the offense, though. Eight combined runs in that eighth inning. The pitch. Swinging a chopper, softly hit up the middle. The shortstop, Sacco's got it, slings it onto first and retires Johnson to sit the Riders down in the ninth. No runs on no hits, an error and a runner left on, but we go to the bottom of the ninth inning with the Rough Riders leading 5-3. They look to win 5 of 6 when we come back. Seth Clark on the hill on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Close out our celebration of the 2004 Texas League champion Frisco Rough Riders on Sunday, May 26th, as the Rough Riders host the Midland Rockhounds for a 6:05 p.m. first pitch. The weekend celebration concludes with a tribute to the Rough Riders 2004 Texas League championship and a poster giveaway at the gates. Catch the Rough Riders in their throwback uniforms one last time as we cap off 04 weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Mother's Day is coming up, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great moms in the Rough Riders family. On Sunday, May 12th, come out to the ballpark for some great Mother's Day activities, including a floral station and pop-up from the Kendra Scott team. Enjoy the game with the best value with a Mother's Day ticket package that includes four tickets and a customizable Kendra Scott Emily Stretch bracelet for just $99. The Frisco Rough Riders wish you a happy Mother's Day and hope to see you at the park on May 12th. Let's ride. Love you, Mom!
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Same opportunity for Seth Clark in the bottom of the ninth inning. It's 5-3 Rough Riders. Ken DeCorona, Jacob Melton, Ryan Robleski, 2-3-4 for this Corpus Christi Hooks order against the left-hander. Three-quarter arm slot. Clark will come at you with a nasty fastball-slider combination for the most part. He'll also mix in a changeup. He readies from the stretch and deals in. Misses low, and it's one ball and no strikes. All eight runs in this game combined between the two teams scored in the eighth inning. Clark readies. And the 1-0.
Swinging a foul back to the screen. It's one ball and one strike. Rough Riders and Hooks went scoreless through seven. Five runs on just four hits for the Riders, no errors. The Hooks, three runs on 11 hits and four errors. Clark readies. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Up and away with a fastball, and it's one ball and two strikes. Clark, a very uncomfortable at-bat for left-handed batters. He faces a pretty darn good lefty on deck. Jacob Melton. He has the right-hander now, Corona. He's ahead 1-2. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Fastball up and away. Corona down on strikes. One down here in the ninth. Riders with a great opportunity to go to 17-10 on the season. Melton stands in from the left side. He's 2-for-4 today. The pitch. Low and outside. Outfield the opposite way, infield the pole, the pitch. Swinging a ground ball through the right side, it's a base hit. Melton only has hits in two of the six games in this series, but in both of those games he's collected three hits. And he singles with one out in the ninth inning, tying run to the plate in the form of Ryan Robleski. Really what you would like to see from Seth Clark is get the lefty-lefty matchup, because you're facing all right-handers until you get to Jeremy Rocho in the seventh spot, four batters away as the pitch is high and outside, one ball and no strikes. Clark does allow the base hit to the left-handed batting Melton, who's the best hitter of this bunch. Robleski 1-for-3 with a walk back in the eighth inning. He scored. 1-0 toss. Inside edge, a strike in the knees. It's 1-1 on the catcher. Rough Riders infield, double play depth up the middle. A ground ball would end it. The pitch. Swinging a fly ball down the left field line, hooking towards the corner, and it's foul. Man, that thing at home run distance. It's one ball and one strike, though, on that pitch tailing it to the left side of the foul pole. One ball and two strikes on Robleski. Stretch and the pitch. Swinging a high pop-up in the infield. Freeman calls off Acosta. Now Acosta, the shortstop, takes charge. He makes the catch. Two outs. Runner at first. J.C. Correa stands in. He's been the biggest threat offensively in this series for Corpus Christi. 1-for-4 today.
First baseman, number 10, J.C. Correa.
6-for-18 in the series. Right-hander against the lefty on the mound. Here's the stretch, and Seth Clark deals inside. One ball, no strikes. Missed badly. Five-three Rough Riders, bottom half of the ninth inning. Clark readies. He brings in the 1-0. Runner goes. It's high and outside. Two balls, no strikes. No throw down. They'll give Helton a stolen base there, even though there was no attempt for anybody, because it is a two-run game. I want to focus on the batter. And so Seth Clark gets a mound visit from Cooper Johnson. Talking strategy to get Correa. Johnson with a couple words of encouragement. Taps Clark on the chest. And heads back behind home plate. Two balls, no strikes to Correa. You can't put Correa on here. You put the tying run aboard and bring the winning run to the plate in the form of Jordan Brewer, who's on deck. The 3-0. High and outside. Ball, or 2-0, beg your pardon. It's now three balls and no strikes on Correa. 5-3. Riders lead it. Bottom of the ninth. Offering in. Strike on the outside corner. 3-1. You'd love for Clark to come back and throw one in the zone here, not allow Correa aboard with two down. Clark fires. Eyeing away, ball four. So a walk puts two aboard with two outs. Tying run aboard, winning run at the plate in the form of Jordan Brewer. Brewer is 2-for-4 today. He doubled back in the eighth inning down the left field line. It's 5-for-18 in the series. First pitch, swing and a miss. Good changeup away, and it's 0-1. Brewer has just one homer this season. Clark Reddings, the 0-1. And this is down and in. It's one ball and one strike. Nail-biting time for the Riders in this series finale. Clark fires. Swinging a line drive to second. Chavez leaps up in the air and stares it. Ball game over. Ho-ho, what a play by the second baseman. Oh, what a grab. He jumped up at the apex of his leap and plucked it out of the sky. That thing looked destined for right center and possibly even a tie game. Riders win it 5-3. Wow. Luke Maley has your post-game coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
20 years ago, the Rough Riders brought home their first Texas League championship. Come join us as we celebrate the 2014 with a weekend filled with giveaways and special guests as the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds. Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates on Friday, May 24th. Stop in on Saturday, May 25th for Vote for Pedro Night as Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, will be in attendance. Close out your weekend with fireworks, bark in the park, and make sure to grab a poster at the gates on Sunday, May 26th. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
How about it? The Rough Riders earn a win in the series finale. They take 5-of-6 here in Corpus Christi at Whataburger Field from the Hooks. They improve to 17-10 on the year. Corpus drops to 8-19 on the season. For the Rough Riders, it was a 5-run top of the 8th inning that was the difference. All the scoring in this game, all 8 runs, came in that 8th frame. After the Rough Riders hung a 5-spot, Corpus Christi struck for 3, and they made it interesting in the ninth as they put a pair of base runners aboard, and Franer Chavez ended things with a leaping grab at second base to put things on ice. It was Reed Burlingmeier who picked up the win, his first for the Rough Riders this year. He goes to 1-1. Seth Clark earns the save, and on the losing side of things, it was Michael Knorr, one of the Astros' top prospects, who drops to 0-2 on the season. But the Rough Riders get a win in the series finale. They're able to beat the weather that appears to be moving in here in Corpus Christi. It drizzled a little bit here in the final game of the series, but the game continued, and the Rough Riders ended up taking 5-6 from Corpus Christi, and it was... If you go back to last series, the Rough Riders now 10-2 on the year against this Hooks group. Rough Riders offensively didn't really have all that much. 4 hits. They manufactured 5 runs. On the offensive side of things,
He got a base hit from Kellen Strom. That was the biggest one of the game, a two-run single in that eighth inning. Eighth inning that featured a hit from Cody Freeman as well. Big sacrifice bunt laid down by Cooper Johnson. They collect just the four hits. Strom leads the way with two RBIs. Cody Freeman's RBI single in the eighth picked up the other RBI for the Rough Riders. So five runs, three RBIs for this offense. Rough Riders take the series finale here in Corpus Christi. They're back in action on Tuesday back at Riders Field in Frisco, Texas for an 11:05 a.m. first pitch against the Padres-affiliated San Antonio Missions for a six-game series. Lots of fun stuff going on in that series. Feel free to go ahead and check out the Rough Riders' full promotional schedule at ridersbaseball.com. All sorts of fun stuff, including Evan Carter Weekend over the weekend coming up next week. The Rough Riders will return home after taking 5 of 6 from Corpus Christi on the road. They are riding a hot streak and sitting atop the Texas League South Division. Well, that wraps us up here from Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, Texas. For my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying thanks for hanging out with us all week long. Riders back in action on Tuesday at 11:05 a.m. against the Padres-affiliated Missions.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!